With your Radio On The Go sports update, I'm Ben Helwig. Two of our area athletes recently made big strides toward continuing their academic and athletic careers at the collegiate level this past week, as Nick Warrington of Iowa Falls Alden and Jacob Lear of Dyke New Hartford made commitments in the past few days. First for Warrington, he'll be continuing his esteemed football career at Simpson College in Indianola. A staple on the defensive line for the Cadets, Warrington was second on the team in tackles for loss this past season and finished top five on the team in total and solo tackles. In his final year as a Cadet, Warrington helped IFA to a 4-5 record and a playoff win over rival Hampton Dumont Cal. Warrington made it official on Thursday afternoon at Iowa Falls Alden High School, as he'll join a Simpson team that played one game as part of an abbreviated spring season, a loss to Central. The Storm's other two scheduled spring contests were canceled. As for Jacob Lear of Dyke New Hartford, he will be headed to NIAC to continue his wrestling career, as announced on Twitter Friday. Lear qualified for state in his final year with the Wolverines and picked up a win for DNH in the opening round of the state tournament. In all, Lear, a wrestler at the 285 weight class, had 19 wins as a senior, including six falls. Lear joins the Trojans in Mason City, where they're led by head coach Steve Kelly, who will begin his 13th season with NIAC next year. Congratulations to both Nick Warrington and Jacob Lear on their commitments to continue their athletic careers next year at the collegiate level. This past week on our Mort's Water Company Sports Beat, we were joined by Hampton Dumont Cal wrestling coach Patrick Hansen, who visited about the Bulldogs' recent success at a national tournament in Kansas City. In a national event sponsored by Adidas, the Bulldogs placed third as a team overall in a field that had teams representing 35 states. Here's Hansen on the uniqueness of this event and why it was beneficial for some of his wrestlers who maybe didn't have the best regular season they would have liked.
What's unique about it is you wrestle just like your class, so... Like our kids that are freshmen, that were on varsity this year, that maybe didn't have the amount of success they wanted because of being just younger and not as physically developed, they were able to go down there and wrestle, freshmen that weighed the same as them and are at the same age as them. And they wrestled pretty well and it was good for them. And then juniors would wrestle just juniors, and it was a good weekend for them to gain a little confidence.
In total, 11 members of the HD Cal squad placed, including two individuals who won national titles, Carter Heilskov and Tanner Argis. While a member of the North Butler Clarksville team traditionally, Argis wrestled with HD Cal for the event. Heilskov was one of those wrestlers who had a tough time in the regular season against some larger competition. Getting to compete against guys all his age was a clear boost for Heilskov, according to Hansen.
It was fun to watch him because he all year he was wrestling 285 pounds. He only weighs about 225. And I think when he said he weighed in down there, he's like 245 now. So he's getting a little stronger and bigger. And he was able to horse those kids over a little bit because they're the same age as him. And so it's good for him to get some experience against other freshmen that, it's tough for a 14-year-old to wrestle an 18-year-old. So it was good for him to wrestle kids his own age.
To hear our entire chat with Coach Hansen, check out the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat online at radioonthego.com. Hansen also talks about some of the 8th graders he brought along to the event who wrestled up in age and how the Bulldogs' summer is shaping up. New episodes of the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat air Saturday mornings on 104.9 KLMJ beginning at 8:30 a.m. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is sponsoring 4 How to Teach Outdoor Skills courses for K-12 teachers, naturalists, and other educators this summer. Hands-on sessions will provide introductory skills instruction and development, teaching materials, and lesson plans. The cost of each course varies. Create an account on the AEA Learning website to find the cost, registration deadline, and requirements for each course. The first course, Introduction to Basic Outdoor Skills, from June 15th to 16th at Annette Nature Center in Indianola, will feature participants receiving introductory instruction and lesson plans for planning outings, map reading, hiking, paddling, fishing, archery, campfire cooking, and basic firearm safety and shooting. The second course will be Fish Iowa Basic Fishing from June 28th through the 29th at Jones County Conservation Center. Participants will learn fishing basics including fish identification, fishing locations, casting techniques, and cleaning and cooking fish. Instruction will include a variety of demonstration and hands-on approaches. Course number 3 will be Archery and Bow Fishing from July 12th through the 13th at Mahaska County Conservation Center in Oskaloosa. Participants will learn basic archery and archery instruction skills as well as bow fishing practices. Participants will receive National Archery in the Schools and Explore Bow Fishing instructional materials. And the last course is Hunter Education from July 19th through the 20th at Olufsen Shooting Range in Polk City. Learn the requirements to become a certified Hunter Education instructor, including firearm handling and safety, Hunter Education class requirements, and policies and procedures. Educators can earn license renewal for all four courses. Graduate credit is also available for the Introduction to Basic Outdoor Skills and Fish Iowa Basic Fishing Sessions. Register for the How to Teach Outdoor Skills courses through the AEA Learning website at aealearning.com. You'll be asked to create an account if you do not have one already. Allison Pullman, a longtime associate head coach and one of the primary architects of the Drake women's basketball program's renaissance, has been named the Susie Glazer Burt head women's basketball coach at Drake University. Drake Director of Athletics Brian Harden announced Pullman's hiring Sunday, April 18th. A formal introduction of the seventh women's basketball head coach in Drake history will follow on Monday, April 26th, at a time and location to be announced. Pullman has been a member of the Drake staff since 2007 and elevated to associate head coach in 2014 by then head coach Jenny Baranchek. Last week, Baranchek accepted the head coaching position at Oklahoma after 9 seasons at Drake. In her 14 years on the Drake campus, Pullman has crafted and established a proven legacy of culture building, on-court excellence, and the ability to recruit and develop some of the finest student athletes in Drake history. Before joining the Drake staff, the Wellsburg, Iowa native spent 7 seasons on staff at UNI and served as the Panthers' associate head coach during the 2006-2007 campaign. She began her coaching career as a graduate assistant at UNI in 2000-2001 before being elevated to an assistant coach for the following season at her alma mater. As a player from 1996 to 2000, the former Allison Starr was one of the top student athletes in UNI history as the centerpiece in the rejuvenation of UNI women's basketball. In 1997, she was named to the MVC All-Freshman team. In each of her final 3 seasons, she was named All-MVC First Team and to the Valley's All-Defensive Team. She was runner-up to Jackie Stiles for the MVC Player of the Year Award in 2000 and named the Valley's Defensive Player of the Year. Pullman capped her career by ranking second in UNI history with 1,463 points, third with 711 rebounds, second with 274 steals, fifth with 278 assists, and the school record holder for free throws made, free throws attempted, offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, double-doubles, and steals per game. Pullman was inducted into the UNI Athletics Hall of Fame in the fall of 2011. The Wellsburg, Iowa native and her husband, Kirk, have triplet daughters, Quinn, Ruby, and Sydney. Pullman holds a Bachelor's of Science in Dietetics and a Master's degree in Health Education from UNI. Looking at our scorecard for this Monday, the colder temperatures already having canceled some events in our area today, so we'll keep you posted on what events will still be ran today. But as for right now, the Grundy Center boys and North Butler boys will run at North Butler. IFA girls and South Hardin girls will run at Gilbert in high school track and field. The Hudson meet and the Hampton Dumont Cal meets have been canceled. High school tennis, South Hardin girls are at DNH. HD Cal girls are at IFA. High school golf, HEWSR boys and girls are at Gladbrook Rhinebeck, AP boys and girls are at Hudson, BK boys and girls are at Bishop Garrigan, Southeast Valley is at CGD for the boys, CGD girls are at Southeast Valley, Rockford boys and girls are golfing at North Butler. High school soccer, Clear Lake takes on AP on the girls' side, the Union girls take on DNH, and GHV takes on IFA on the girls' side as well. Fraser Cup Championship game today as well in the NA3HL. The North Iowa Bulls take on the Metro Jets. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Ben Helwig.